Blog Talk Radio.
Children of nature from another culture had to survive, living in the light, stolen from the living in the light.
good evening. I went for a throwback song. That was Cameron Willis' Living in the Life. Living in the Light, I'm sorry. I wanted the other version. Sister who did the music, who found that song for me. I don't know. She probably took the first one and whatnot. That's not why I should have told the other version and whatnot. That one would have been a lot shorter. And I like the original version better. You know, I don't. This one, that one was okay, but you know, it kind of went along with somewhat of the theme and whatnot about people being children of nature and talking about black people and or so-called black people and our struggle to make it on this planet as a people, as a race of people. I wanted to touch on this topic because I've never fully touched on it before. I've done different broadcasts where I danced around it and, you know, I said certain things, but I've never totally devoted a broadcast to it. And I said I wanted one of these, this exact title, in my archives, in my body of work. I didn't want to have, things that didn't just totally attack this and go at this, because when people ask me questions about, so what do you mean when you say black people are not a part of the human race? I didn't want them to be like, I want to be able to, you know, instead of having to go into a long explanation, because at certain times, if I'm on Facebook, I might not feel like it, and then I'll have to end up going into a long explanation. I could just go ahead and direct them to the broadcast. So-called black people are not a part of the human race. We're going to discuss that tonight. I am the intellectual Nubian Minkarays, and this is Stay the Mentel Radio. And tonight, why so-called black people, African-Americans, Nubians, all the false dated titles that we've had since we've been existing on this planet, why we are not a part of the human race. See, it is because our people think that we are part of the human race, that we are a part of the human creation, that we are part of the human sprouting, the human life, the human race on this planet. That has kept us constantly wanting to be accepted. We chased behind the whole idea of including ourselves in the human experience, the human creation, the human circle of life. However, if one looks at us, that's all you have to do. Look at us, because what you see on the outside dictates what you are on the inside and your origins, okay? I had an argument, or I'm not even going to say an argument, but a debate with a brother on Facebook concerning this title. He said that black people, we are, brother, we are part of the human race, and, you know, we. And I said, well, according to your so-called white scientists, the human race comes from monkeys, from animals, from, you know, primates or whatever, right? He said, yeah, brother, we do too. I said, huh? He said, yeah, brother, we do too. I said, explain. And he goes, well, you know, we was, it was the monkeys, and then in Africa, and then he goes into, you know, how the apes evolved into black people, and then black people turned into, you know, at the time evolved into white people and every other race here. I was just that quiet when I heard that, and I said, that absolutely makes no sense. How the hell do you go from an ape to a black person, to an ape with straight hair or a monkey with straight hair, to this afro and these features, all the way out to white people with the same straight hair again? That doesn't make any sense. First he goes, oh, well, you know, he goes, we were apes, and then we turned into black people, and then we turned into, I said, but the white man shows in his scientific thing, since you want to quote science, that they were, he comes from monkeys, and nowhere in the evolutionary chart or the evolutionary scale does he put black people in there. He has never put black people in the evolutionary chart. In fact, he has never fully explained where it is that you come from. Now, if he had a chance to say that you had a shred of evidence to prove that you came from monkeys and chimpanzees or apes or whatever primate or gorilla, whatever the hell. Because you know the white man loved to call us back, especially back then and even now. They love to call say we monkeys and apes and gorillas and whatnot. Yet he never did a chart, an evolutionary chart, or scientifically proved that we came from these primates. In fact, he has never linked our bloodline to any primates or any animal on the planet. All right? He classifies humans, the scientists classify humans as animals. Right? Mammals. Man, animals, whatever. He classifies humans as animals. And if you're not in the evolutionary chain, then you cannot be human. Right? Now, because our people have been taught that human is the only intelligent species on the planet, we believe that. We believe that we have to be part of the human race because in our science class and, you know, our science teachers and these science books have never spoken about another species that exists on the planet that has been walking side by side with the humans. Right? However, there has been. There has been a species that has been walking side by side with the humans who are actually an artificial creation, not a natural manifestation, but an artificial creation that was made in water, like dropped into the water as a single-celled amoeba, as a part of an experiment to produce and create life on this planet. There has been a natural manifestation of people that have been walking side by side with the humans, and they have no idea who they are. That is the so-called black race, the so-called black man and black woman. You are not a part of the human creation. This is why they never tell you exactly where you come from. They can't link you to animals. They don't have any origin. The last thing they said was some lady named Lucy in Africa, but you could tell that was some BS explanation they gave. See, the white man makes up all kinds of theories and all in this thing, you know, just to come off as an authority like he knows everything, because he never wants to seem as though he doesn't know everything or that he's not an authority on it. But his explanation doesn't make sense. Like I said, he never put you in that line of animals. Never. And I asked the brother, I said, well, show me a picture where they show the black man. Because like I said, if they would have had that opportunity, going back to Charles Darwin, if they would have had that opportunity to prove that black men and black women actually came from monkeys and gorillas and apes and all that stuff, if they actually had the opportunity to prove that, they would have did it. You know why they said that black people came from monkeys and apes and called us that? Because of the whole Africa thing. Because there were monkeys and apes and all this other stuff, you know, all these other animals in Africa. And I said that the majority of our people that are here in America, we didn't come from the western part of Africa. We came from the east. You understand? Where there weren't apes and monkeys and all this other stuff like that. That was more in the western part. So they linked us to apes and gorillas and things like that. But then here comes this man, Charles Darwin, one of their own, doing this genetic tracing, this genetic marking. Tracing back the Rh factor and of the human, right? And he links it back to monkeys, to primates. Nowhere does he show the black man anywhere. Like I said, that was a very racist era. If they would have had a chance, if they could have said that blacks came from monkeys and apes and gorillas, they would have shot that. Would have been their thing. Oh, see, we can prove it now. They come from the monkeys. They come from the gorillas. No, not. But he put the white man out there. And that pissed a lot of white people off. It pissed a lot of them off because they were so used to calling black people porch monkeys and things like that. You like a monkey. But like I said, you look at the monkey, and it makes perfect sense that the white man came from a monkey, straight hair, thin lips, pale skin. Makes perfect sense. Eddie Murphy made that joke back on the days of Saturday Night Live. That was funny. But it was the truth. You know? He said, monkeys don't have afros and thick lips. What animal does? So obviously, you can't be part of the human race. The human, they talk about the evolution in the climate, and, you know, black people went to different places, and, you know, as they went to different places, you know, we started to fade in color, and we became the white man. The white man was produced out of our genetic. Let's examine that for a minute. Now, they are right about that. There was a loss of melanin as the humans moved about, as the original black man, or the so-called black man, moved about from the Caucasus Mountains and what they actually termed as the Middle East. That's what they call it, where they said man came from, as he started to migrate, so-called out of Africa, but actually started, at one point they said the Middle East. They didn't put life, they didn't at one point tag life as being in Africa. They talked about the Middle East, which they now, which they say is part of Africa, but we're going to get back to the Africa thing in a second. Now, the black man, or the so-called black man that left out of Africa, or left out of the East of what was all they considered to be Africa, and started going into Europe and all over the place and living in colder climates and losing that melanin out of his skin, was not the Negro. Because we don't have melanin in our skin. We have a carbon coating in our skin. The man that you talk about, or that the scientists are actually talking about, that left, the man that had the melanated man that actually left and went from place to place, from to Europe and to Americas and things like that, and all over to Iceland and stuff like that, and became, as time went on, a genetic mutation until you got the white man, was actually your East Indian. Your East Indians are your original black men. They are your black race within the human race, not you Negroes. Your East Indians. Dr. York brought that out one time, but he never went as far as what we're going to do tonight. Your East Indians are your black race. Okay? They are the ones who went all around the world, all around the planet, and had a genetic mutation in them. The reason why they had a genetic mutation in them was because they were an artificial experiment. They were produced by those people, those highly intelligent beings, the natural manifestations known as the almond beings. Neteru in Egypt, Anunnaki, Anunnaki in Sumeria, so-called blacks, were the producers of the human race. They were your first scientists who produced the artificial race on the planet and called them human. Human, or colored man, was men, or created man, were men that were created, and women that created mankind, womankind, your East Indian, your white man, your Asian, who had a genetic mutation due to the fact that they were created as an experiment to work the planet, to caretake the planet, to be slaves to the planet. That's what the purpose of the human race was, to seed the planet, to go into the planet after they died, to fertilize the planet, same way as the dinosaurs did. Your humans are artificial creations. We don't fit into the artificial creation process because you can trace the bloodline, you can trace the origin of the humans back to animals. You can trace the origin of the humans into the water. That's done. They already, the scientists already did that. They already know what I'm talking about. They're not going to share that with you all, the majority of our people. They're not going to share with you that you're not part of the human race. And in fact, I even heard one scientist came out and said that black people are not part of the human genetic or the human race. One white scientist, because, you know, a lot of our people are only going to respect it once a white man says it, once he puts it in Wikipedia or puts it in some scientific journal. That's when the black man and the black woman are going to respect it. But until that time, you'll have some simple-minded nigga sit up there and talk about, well, we came from monkeys and apes. You know? Because you want to fit in. Because you don't really know how it happened, so you're going to try to make things up. When you can clearly see, nobody has to scientifically tell you, you can clearly see that we're not the part of these people. Look at our hair. Look at our skin. They all have the same kind of hair. They all have the same kind of thin features. We don't have the same thing. And if some of us do, it's because we mixed in with them. This is not who, they're not what we are naturally. We move on a different vibration. We think on a different vibration. We are natural people. They talked about, the scientists talked about how black men and black women house more testosterone and more estrogen than any person on the planet, which gives us the ability to move fast and sprint and run fast, and how our waists are high and our torsos are high, and they tend to be high, and we tend to be high-waisted people, and we have more muscle and things like that. And, you know, they did all of this. So by doing this, by checking all these differences out, if the white man didn't think we were different, why would he be checking and, you know, figuring out our differences? Why would he be looking at that? Because first he tells a lie that we all the same under the skin, which is a lie, because we don't even look the same over the skin. Our hair don't look the same. Our skin don't look the same. So how the hell are we going to be the same all under the skin? So he does these things. He does these experiments. He looks into the – he does these experiments and checks the DNA and all this other stuff. And sees the blood types are not even the same. And stuff he's even still holding back. You know, it's stuff he's still holding back, you know, about our people that he's not going to let you know. That's why black men, so-called black men and black women, need to go into the scientific profession, and you need to study our – we need to study our own genetics. You understand? We need to study them deeper. But what we can see, common sense, is that we're not a part of these people. Could this be the reason why we're treated as outcasts? Is it really a racial thing? Is it a black and white thing? Like a lot of our people stupidly still believe. See, our people still believe that it's a color thing. It's a black thing. It's because we black. BS. BS. That's, you know why you know it's not true? Because the white man, he's cool with the East Indians and the Asians. They so-called people of color, and they cool with the Mexicans. You understand? Hell, George Bush and them, his woman, his family, one of his sons, his brother married a Mexican woman. They wouldn't marry no black woman. They married a Mexican woman. So obviously they cool with all these people. They people of color. So why did the white man not have a problem with them? Why did he not have a problem with the East Indians? You can go anywhere and see in Harvard, Ivy League, you'll see East Indian women, East Indian men with the white woman, with the white man. They marry them, and the East Indians are dark as they used to spades, and they act just as white, same kind of hair, same people. But I thought it was a black thing. I thought they got the same skin color and everything. They got the same melanin in their skin as you. No, they do not. They are not the same. Melanin is an artificial coloring. Carbon-based people, like ourselves, that's part of a natural manifestation. That is a coating in our skin. No matter how much you bleach out a black person, a so-called black person, you cannot bleach that out. You can make them lighter, but you cannot take that coating out of the skin. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove exactly what I'm saying. Look at Michael Jackson. Look at Sammy Sosa. Look at them. Now, they bleached their hell out their skin. But do they look like white people? Did Michael Jackson like a white people? No, he did not. He just looked like some albino nigga. That's all Sammy Sosa, like some sick nigga. Now, lost all the carbon out of his skin, or lost all the so-called complexion, the darker complexion out of his skin. But it's not a coloring. It's not a melanin. Because if you take a East Indian, right, and you take the so-called melanin, you take the melanin out of his skin, you get a white man. You can look and tell that the East Indians are nothing but shaded versions of the white man. You understand that? You can tell. It's not the same kind of people. You can put an East Indian next to a so-called black person, you can tell they're not the same people. Damn sure ain't the same coloring or complexion. Ours is a carbon base, carbon coating. That is a natural covering or coating that carries a color, but it is not the same as the artificial color. We created the artificial color for the first men to walk the planet, your original black men, which were your East Indians. Out of them is where the human life sprung from. After them, that's where your genetic mutations came from. Who are the black people? Who are the so-called black people? The people in darkness, the Negroes, if they're not part of the human race. Who are they? See, like I said, they're not going to tell you that you're not part of the human race. But the white man said it back in slavery. He said, you're not human. Or you go, and still in the Constitution, you're three-fifths a human. Right? Why would he say that? Why would he make that claim early on that you wasn't part of the human race? Now, you had the East Indians and all these other people. He didn't say that about them, but he made a point to say that about you. Now, people could say, oh, he just was saying it because he wanted to justify slavery and whatnot. He didn't have to say nothing about being human and whatnot to justify slavery. What the hell he had to justify? He wanted to take some people and enslave them. He had to justify it. It'll make it right in his mind. You know what I mean? In his mind, he going to do what he wanted to do. He didn't have to make no claims about the human. He knows that you're not the same as he is, but the simple-minded black people don't. You know why our people don't think we don't think we different from them? It's because, this always goes back to what I'm saying about how black so-called black people got this thing of wanting to be connected to whites. I had a Negro tell me, simple-minded nigga tell me, well, we are the same as the white man because we can have sex with them. This is the same guy who told me that we came from monkeys, but we the same as the white man because we can have sex with them and we can procreate. You can have sex with a horse. You can put it in a horse. You can put it in an animal. That mean y'all the same? Makes no sense. See, it always goes back to the sex organs. It always goes back to that. That's the thing our people got, the hang up our people got with that. I'll explain to you exactly why our people are able to mate with the humans, though we're not supposed to. The reason why is because, yes, they do have a piece of our genetic. The so-called God that you talk about in the Bible, the so-called God who came with the angels. You know, you go all the way. All these stories are starting to be matched up right now. The God in the Bible coming with the angels and coming to earth and walking amongst man and creating man, and you know, and the story of the Anunnaki walking on the planet and you know and creating man to be slaves, and all these stories are starting to match up. And man referring to them as Adonai or lords, and you know, and things like that. All these stories are starting to match up. You're starting to see a master slave dynamic being set up here. Why these God beings created mankind? Who were the God beings? So-called black race. You were the God race. You created human life. The white man knows that. And when you created human life from the single-celled amoeba and the primitive creatures that were coming out of the water, you put your DNA in with theirs to create a whole nother life. When they talk about the story of God creating man, they're talking about the black man and the black woman, that race of God's people, future advanced people who created human life. That's what they're talking about. What do you think the white man learned that from? What do you think he learned about genetic splicing from and DNA and making gene splicing from? You thought that just popped into his head? A lot of you simple-minded niggas think the white man just that smart. A lot of you don't think that came. He got that from someplace else. He got that from you. He got that from our people. Our people who are in this state who have been disconnected from that higher intelligence. We knew that we were different. We knew we wouldn't like them people, and we zoned into that whole God thing when we start connecting ourselves with being higher beings. We just tuned right into that. A lot of us still don't really accept it as to be the truth, but it is real. You are the God beings walking on the planet. You are those supreme beings. You are that different species of being, that higher species of being that are walking on the planet. The white man knows that already. He don't want you to know it. The humans know that. They don't want you to know it. That's why you're the outcast. That's why you're hated. That's why you hate it by everybody. You ain't just hated by the white man. You hate it by the East Indians, the Arabs, the Asians. They don't like you. You understand? Because they all know universally who you are. They don't like your hair. They don't like your skin. They don't like nothing about you because they know who you are. It's like when you come amongst an animal in their domain, and if the animal doesn't recognize you as one of its own, what does the animal do? It attacks you. Are not the humans from animals? So they have the same animal instinct to attack those who are not like them. That's why the white man and the other humans, the humans hate you, because of their animal instinct. That's why they attack you and kill you, because they know you're not like them. You're not supposed to be mixing your seed with the humans. You are a manifestation unto yourself. You are a totally different species. And this is nothing spooky. It's nothing crazy and things like, because I know, like I said, a lot of people say, oh, where he pulling this out of and whatnot. But you saying simple niggas to run to the white man and go to, and come up with stuff like we came from monkeys. You same simple-minded niggas, y'all do that. Can't, and I'll just show the proof, and you can't show the proof. You'll just go run ride on something the white man said, when you can obviously see that we don't look like these people. Your eyes, your senses should show you that. It's not even, this is not even hard. This is not even hard to see that we don't come from the human race. I mean, you got eyes. You got your five senses. You can smell the difference between us and the humans. They have an odor like animals. They have the same odor. They get fleas like animals. They got tick and flea medication for your humans. Because why? The tick and the flea recognizes the same fur on the human that they recognize on the animal. They recognize it. They smarter than a lot of you black people. The ticks are smarter. You simple-minded niggas still think y'all part of the human race. Y'all still talking about, oh, well, human creations, human says, and y'all include yourself in the human genetic. That's not a compliment. They told you that the humans were the highest thinking creatures on the planet, and that's not true. Not at all. Because they're artificial. Anything that's made, created, is artificial. Your human, your white man and them said, they told you that they come from the animal genetic. They told you. And you still got, you had certain niggas that were debating with that. No, they didn't come from there and this, that, and the third. Yeah, they did. Why do you think they take so easily to bestiality? Because it's the same animal genetic. Why do you think they take so easily when they were taking out, they were doing organ transplants, they went and got animal organs and transplanted them into humans? And a lot of the baboon heart and things like that went into, they did that in South Africa. A lot of those human transplants, they went through fine. Because the white scientists discovered that, like I said, the humans are animals. And they tell you that, and that's not even nothing that's hidden no more. But you got simple-minded niggas that believe you are animals like them. You believe you are part of the human genetic. That's why you lay with them. That's why you mix your seed. That's why you want to be included. You want to be down. You act like them. You talk like them. You have the same worries and concerns as them because you want in. A lot of you have your genetics mixed in with them. So, like I said, you naturally veer over to them, but it's an artificial genetic. As I said, anything that's created is artificial. The humans were created by splicing our genetic, our almond genetic, with the animal genetic that was growing out of the single-celled amoeba and was growing out of water. That's where your scientists learned to breed life under a petri dish in water, because they know all things grow in water. Some nigga going to tell me, oh, life started in Africa. That's where we came from. I said, no, it didn't. Life started in water, not on dry land. You understand? First of all, I said, well, I didn't even go as far as to say all this because, like I said, he's still thinking everything started in Africa. Like I said, the animals and all that, it wasn't even any Africa when man started walking. It wasn't even slices in the for continents. There was no so-called continents at the time. Everything was one Pangea. Everything was one landmass. So how the hell are you talking about everything started in Africa when there was nothing to define Africa? Africa is a modern idea of the white man. when he started sectioning off things and whatnot, the Romans started sectioning off landmass. He said, this is Africa, this is Asia, this is Europe, and that's why all those words come from him, Africa, Asia, Europe. So, you know, that trumps that whole Asiatic black, that Asiatic thing, because that's a Greek word. That's a Greek word. How the hell are we going to be Asiatic black men when the word Asia comes from the Greeks? All right? The Nation of Islam, they said one time that the original black man had straight hair, right? That originally our hair was straight and we looked like Hindus. And then our hair got nappy when we went to Africa. That's that story of how we, you know, got to look like this. Very derogatory. But they did get one thing right, though. They did get one thing right. They were a little bit off, but they did get one thing right. The original black man did have straight hair. That original black man was your East Indian, or what they call the Dravidians. You understand? They were the first of the experiment that came out when we were doing the genetic splicing with the animals, when we spliced our genetics with the animals and the single-celled amoebas that were coming out of the water. Same way we bred the dinosaurs to come out of the water to live for the time they live to basically get this planet ready for the next evolution. And after they got their planet, after the dinosaurs played their part in getting the planet ready for the next cycle or the next evolution, we destroyed them. The God race destroyed them, the Amen beings, which is really what their names are, Amen, A-H-M-E-N, the Amen beings. The Nitiru, the Anunnaki, and all that, that was just names that were given by those people, the Sumerians, the so-called Kemites and all of them. They gave them that name. But their true name was Amens, or Amen Bin. You understand that? And the white man knows that. That's why he kept their name, the God race's name, in the prayers, in their Masonic lodge. They know who the God race is. They bred the humans from their genetic and the single-celled amoeba or life forms in the DNA that they had when they came onto this planet, into this world, right? And they dropped them into the water, took them out of the water, spliced their genetic with those animal beings. You understand that? And bred your humans. Your first one was your Dravidians, your East Indians, your original black man. So this is why they have certain genetic traits as us. But they are artificial creations or artificial creations of us. They are artificial creations of us. They are not us. Because what made them different is the animal genetic that we put inside of them. We also gave them a chakra points, in order to control and animate their movement. Animals had to have their movement animated, controlled. That's why if you look at how humans move, they move off beat, off center, because they're animated. They're not moving on a rhythm. They're animated beings. No rhythm. They learn rhythm by watching you. The humans actually learn everything by watching their mimics. They were taught to mimic. So they had to actually see everything that you were doing at one point in time and commit it to memory. That's why they're good at building educational systems, because the educational system is based on memory function. All education is based on memory, repeating things, mimicking. It's not based on intelligence. The only beings that had the real intelligence were those Amen beings, that God race, the race that you so-called black people come from. You are Amen by species, not human. They know that. They're never going to tell you that, because once you find that out, then a connection is going to start to take place. And like I said, a lot of our people are not ready to accept this, because with this true identity, the real identity, because, you know, you had bits and pieces of it come out. You had the Nation of Islam drop a little bit of it here and there. You had Dr. York and them say things. You had a lot of our people were saying things, and even the Bible and all the story. So the bits and pieces were there. It was like a puzzle out of place. But here's where we're putting the whole thing together and advancing it even further. It's not a story. This is reality. For those of the people who don't want to accept that the Amun beings are the so-called black race, you only do that because you're looking at the state of our people right now. You're looking at the state of our people right now. That's why you can't really fathom this. But the white man always knew that. He knew it was something different about you. He knew that he came from a God being. He knew that somebody created him. He was right about that. That being, that God that was walking side by side with man, was you, black man, black woman, and the human race, your creation, your Frankenstein monster that turned on you. You understand? They turned on you. Your purpose here was to watch over the humans, and they were supposed to work. However, you fell into this planet. You fell into this planet and you fell under their submental state. That robotic state of thinking. You lost your natural connection to the future, your advanced thinking. When I say your natural connection to the future, I'm talking about your advanced thinking. Because you were supposed to advance, your thinking is always supposed to be ahead of everybody else's. Your thinking is not supposed to be on line with the humans. You're not supposed to be in line with the humans, nor are you supposed to be thinking in the past tense. That's how the humans think. They think in past and present. You're supposed to think in future tense because you're supposed to dictate to them what they're supposed to be doing on the planet. You created them. You are their creators. Not no goddamn ETs or no big-eyed creatures. No. Mm-mm. But they do acknowledge that they were created. They do acknowledge that they are the creation of some higher life form, some higher beings. But they never put you in the equation. Why is that? Because they know you are those beings. You're connected to those beings. You are the aliens on the planet. You are the God race. You are the Amun beings by species. You are just another species walking the planet who is advanced. Natural manifestations of these beings who are light beings. That's why you have solar plexus, and they don't. They have chakra points, which is an artificial solar system. Lights up to create movement. You don't have chakra points. So that trumps the hell out of a lot of these Negroes who went up here, because you only believe that you have chakra points because the damn East Indians started talking about chakra points. They were the first ones to discover that chakra thing. No, you have a full operating solar system in your chest. You don't need chakra points. Your vibration moves with light, with solar energy. This is new knowledge of mentalect. You understand that? This is reality. This is real. You're not going to find this in the white man's book, because a lot of our people, they do this. If the white man didn't write it down, you're not going to get it. But future knowledge works like this. Future knowledge works where it's coming from the future into the present to move the people into the future. It's light knowledge, knowledge that will be encoded in light, and we're going to start receiving this higher intelligence via inspiration, whatever they call inspiration of being inspired. We're going to receive messages. A lot of our people, like I said, if the white man don't say it, you know, it don't resonate with you. But it's going to come a time where you're not going to be able to rely on him anymore, because he's telling you right now that he really doesn't know anything. He really doesn't know. He's done his research on things, and he's experimented, and he does know some things, but he doesn't know everything, because the majority of the things he says, he'll tell you it's a theory, or he'll tell you that it's an educated guess. In other words, he's just throwing stuff up in the air and trying to see if it sticks. What he's really trying to do is see if it makes sense to his colleagues. You understand? He has 1,000 theories. which you, how you're going to know what the truth is by something that you possess. Logic and common sense, first and foremost. What logically makes sense to you? See, because logic, common sense, trumps everything. That's natural intelligence. That's a form. That's a form of natural intelligence. If you don't have that basis or that foundation of natural intelligence, then you're going to sit around here thinking that you're part of the human race. You can't. These words I'm speaking to you, this true knowledge I'm speaking to you from the knowledge of intellect, will not resonate with you. It'll only resonate with the mentally elect, or those who are chosen, who have chosen sense, not even common sense anymore, but chosen sense to pick this up. The majority of our people are not going to pick that up because they've been educated by the white man. Like I said, if the white man put this, everything I'm saying, if he put it in a book verbatim tomorrow, niggas would be like, oh, we're not human, we're almond beings, and this, that, and the third. And you'll have niggas trying to be professors and things like that once the white man say it. You understand? That's how that works. So it's okay. It's okay. The God race, the almond beings, our future ascension, our ascendants, who are sending this knowledge from the future into the present to receive, that I'm receiving to give this to you, are letting us know the time has come where we have to separate ourselves from this whole human dynamic. We have to lift our mentalities from this submental state if we are going to survive. That's why this time has come when we are knowing, we are starting to know, and we're going to be told that you are not part of the human creation. You are part of the almond manifestation. Those who fell here into the earth. The reason why they can't trace your genetic, they don't know how old you are, is because you don't start from this planet. The white man don't know how old you are. He don't know where the hell you come from. He's lying when he's talking about some four. That's a theory about some lady named Lucy, 4 million. That's a theory. He don't know where you came from. And then if you look at the damn lady Lucy, she looked like some damn half monkey, her hair straight, and she looked like an eight-faced woman. You don't know what the hell that is. What they probably, 9 times out of 10, what they came across was one of the scientific experiments, because we, our people, the almond beings, was on this planet experimenting. You want to talk about mad scientists? That was our people. We was experimenting, like making Kool-Aid. We was experimenting. We was throwing all kinds of things in the water, doing lab experiments on them and whatnot. They told you, and the ancient aliens and stuff like that, they found things inside tombs that look like science labs. Who put them science labs there? They tell you that. See, but our people don't get it. Because, like I said, they got to wait for the white man. That's a form of retardation. Anytime you have to wait on the artificial genetic to tell you something. The artificial genetic or the artificial creation. You can look at, if you take one good look at the human. See, I don't even refer to the white man. I don't go into that whole white man, East Indian, Asian. I say the humans. And that includes your white man, your East Indian, your Chinese, your so-called Native Americans. Because your so-called Native Americans, because your so-called Native Americans, the real Native Americans, those are Chinese people. There's only 3 races within the human race. There's your East Indians, your Asians, your Chinese, and your white man. Everybody else is a mixture of those. And then we're the 4th genetic that is not part of the human race. All right? We are the 4th species, or we are the 2nd species on the planet that they're not going to tell you about. This is future knowledge. The white man is not ready to tell you that you are not part of the human race. He's not ready to tell you that. You understand that? Because then you know what would happen if he told you that? You would start to think beyond him. You wouldn't look for him to give you the answer anymore. You'd start doing your own research. You start going and being scientists and doctors and things like that, and you'd start doing your own research on your genetics. You got certain black scientists who are under secret. They're not going to tell you. They know about certain things, a lot of things within the biological makeup of the so-called black man and black woman is not the same as everybody else. They know it. Interferon in you black men's liver that was used to treat cancer that they was giving to white people. It was only produced in abundance in the liver of the black man. Interferon. They're not going to tell you a lot of things. But when you are in an accident or when you black men are shot down, something happens to you, you know a lot of your organs disappear. The humans take your organs and harvest them. All right? We're going to talk more about that when we come back. A lot of black men, especially in the D.C. area, things like that. A lot of you black men all over, you turn up missing and things like that. Something happens to you. A lot of times your organs are being sold. Right? A lot of times your testosterone is being taken, and you black women, your estrogen is being taken and injected into humans, to the white woman and the rest of them, for fertility. The white man is injecting your testosterone, the testosterone in the black man in him, to produce a more fertile strength factor in him. A lot of the testosterone they're using to give a charge to athletes is coming from you black men. They tell you, oh, it's from the animals, or they tell you it's from something. No, they're taking it from you. They're taking it from you. Your testosterone, your DNA, and your estrogen, and, you know, your hormones are very different. They're at a higher rate. They're at a higher level. They know that these God beings, they define God beings as those who have extra or extraterrestrials, as those who are extra, have extra capabilities on the planet. Gods have extra capability on the planet. Do you not, did they not show you that you have extra capabilities on the planet? They only told you about the physical capabilities. They only told you about how fast you run, how you can play better at sports and things like that, and, you know, and how coordinated you are at boxing and things like that, and how, you know, you black women, the fact, oh, people, you know, they told you about that. You niggas flying in the air, black, damn, they're like you flying. And like some dunking basketball and stuff like that. That wouldn't that be considered extra capabilities, beyond human capabilities? The white man don't do that. The East Indians, the Arabs, they can't do what you do. So wouldn't you be considered an extraterrestrial because you have extra capabilities on the terrain beyond the human? But see, then they, you know how they counter it by saying, well, you know, we more intelligent than you blacks are. We're going to get into that in the, I believe it's going to be the Wednesday broadcast about the big lie that so-called black people are not intelligent, are not smart, are not advanced thinkers. You are. You're just not applying it. You're just lazy as hell. And they produce that laziness in you. They go out of their way in the society to put you at the bottom, because to put you at the bottom, like I said, pushes their, and at the foundation, pushes their society up. A society can only stand on strong foundation. You are the foundation. If they say you the bottom, that means you the foundation. That's why they have to keep you at the bottom. That's why they go out of their way to prove that you're inferior. They make sure that you don't start to think independently or do things on your own. They always want to have you dependent. Because what happens once that next species of being, those almond beings, start to think for themselves, start to think without the assistance of the humans? When you take yourself out of the human genetic, what happens? You don't need them anymore. What happens when you don't need something anymore? If it's not being utilized, it goes away, it dies off. That's what happens. Are the humans needed anymore on the planet? After a while, they won't be. That time is coming. You niggas who sit up here and think you human, that means you going off with them. If you believe you wanted them, you going with them. Plan's already in motion. Same way the dinosaurs going to go. They came and did what they had to do. The humans are going to go too. They're going to make their way off. See, because the humans were programmed just like computers, just like robots, because that's what your humans are. They're nothing but flesh. They're nothing but humanoids or flesh-toned robots. They're not natural manifestations. They're creations. They are creatures that have an expiration date. Right? They have an expiration date. Their genetics were meant to turn in at a certain time. Their genetics were meant to die off at a certain time. Time is coming right now. As a time where the procreation of the human race will start to wear thin. So they're trying to find ways to latch on to your genetic. That's why if you notice, you'll see the white man, they pushing the white man with the black woman more and more. They pushing more the interracial thing, but they notice they don't talk about interracial. When they say interracial, they don't say the white man with the East Indian or the white man with the Asian. They pushing the black woman and the white man heavily. You understand? They need your genetic to move on, to create a new artificial being and these mulatto children. You understand that? They have to create an artificial being in these mulatto children for their genetic to survive. And a lot of black women have sold out and they're on board with that now. They're on board with it. You don't see, that's why you don't see the black, so-called black men and the black women together. You don't see them. I saw a commercial where you had the white man and his woman walking. They had the Asian man and his woman walking, and then the black man was walking by himself. That proves, like I said, that your species is not welcome here. They don't want your species to keep manifesting itself. They don't want your bloodline to continue because you are not a part of the human species. If your species is allowed to continue, then eventually you will take the planet again, as you had it at one time. The planet was in your hands. You don't even, like I said, you go look right now. I don't care. Go. I dare you to go find any place. Let me hear any scientist tell with a real concrete evidence that makes sense on the origins of the so-called black man and black woman. You don't have any origins on this planet. That's why they can't really find your true origin. They found their origin. They know how far back they go. They know because they were created here. This was the laboratory, and this planet was the laboratory in which the humans were created by the almond beings in the water. You understand? And they were set free to run and mate into the mountains of the Caucasus and things like that. They ran into the mountains. You understand? They were set free to roam into the mountains. Your animals were running all over the planet. That animal life was bred because they had the genetics of the animals, just like they had to, you know, they used their genetic to seed life here. All this was a plan. Your human race was a plan. All this was a plan. You were not supposed to get involved or interact with them. They had a certain life expectancy, and that was supposed to die out, and yours was supposed to continue. You were supposed to be moving in a straight line. They were supposed to be moving in the circle of life. That's why they call it the circle of life, the human circle. The circle of life is actually the human lifespan. Has nothing to do with you. No, our people, just as your humans, were mutants. Or genetic, they were created to be mutants. Because when they say the word mutant, something that mutates from something, the mutation was our genetic mixed in with the animal genetic to create humans. So when they show you movies like the X-Men, and they show you the white man, he's mutating into a sea animal or some kind of beast or something like that, that's because what he's telling you is that the humans are, in their genetics, animals, that they were created with an animal genetic, and that the genetic that gives them the same things as us, we added our genetics to them. That's what it meant in your Bible when it said that God blew into man the breath of life and he became a living soul. They do have a artificial form of solar plex, which is their chakra points and their way they move about on the planet, like us, where they have DNA and things like that, even though it's an artificial structured form of DNA, because it's mixed in with the lower species. That's why our genetic is on our estrogen, our testosterone. You black men, y'all have a better blood flow, which is why your penises are bigger, because everything with you is extra. Because when they were created in the with the animal genetic, which is lower. Which created to them is normal, but to us it's abnormal. It's lower. because ours, like I said, is a natural manifestation, because we didn't come out of the water. The humans were bred in water. We were bred in fire and light, which is why we have a solar plex in our central sun, in our chest, which is why our hair rises in the air as opposed to going down. Our hair feels like this and rises in the air because that's heat. That's heat from the solar plex that gives rise or levitational lift to our hair instead of gravitational pull. The almond beings have a levitational lift to their hair. You understand that? We have a natural, you put your hand on your head, you feel a heat on your head. You put your hand on a human's head, you can feel, it feels cold, if you can feel right to their scalp. That's artificial. You understand that? Their hair is like that because they were bred in water. It's soft like that, just like when a baby comes out of the mother's womb, embryonic sac, the baby's hair is soft and straight. But then as the solar plex kicks in, as the heat in that central sun, that solar plex kicks in, the hair starts to strengthen, and it becomes woolly, and it starts to raise. That's natural. All things that have sunlight attached to or exposed to sunlight will raise or grow. That's why you're able to grow food on the planet, because it has to have sunlight. Heat makes things rise. Common sense, right? So if the human's hair is not rising, if it's falling, that means they don't what? They don't have a solar plex. They have the lunar plex, which is what? Dictated by what? What the moon dictates and pulls what? The tides, a.k.a. the water. They are water beings. We are light beings, fire beings. Right? We came from a world that is constantly moving. What they call Nibiru, so-called Anunnaki. It was a planet that didn't have solar systems. It had its own solar system inside. That's real. That's where the God race comes from, the advanced beings, your ascendants, your children. Those are the God race, future beings who resonate as future beings or advanced beings when they come into present-day state. When they came to the ancient societies, they always resonated as gods because all when it's like if I come, let me give you an example of what I mean. If I come to the past, right, and knowing what I know, my advanced thinking, knowing what I know, I bring my way of thinking, the things I'm able to do to the people of the past, they would think of me as a god. It's the same thing. You understand? They just call them gods in religion. That's a religious terminology. We don't even have to use that terminology. These were just advanced people. Our people. Our genetic is supposed to be advanced. Our genetic is supposed to be advanced because it's a natural genetic. That's a reality. Our genetic is supposed to be advanced. We are the almond beings, not human beings. Almond. A-H-M-E-N. A-M-E-N. Amen. Are women. You understand? That terminology of men, M-E-N, and women, that N is traced back to Sumerian, the word N, which means Lord, from that N key and that N lil. That means lords of the earth. You understand? That was us. That was our people walking the planet, building cities and building civilizations first, the advanced beings. That was us. That's why we click in with that. We're not part of the creation. They came amongst us and learned from us. Then they overtook us and flipped it around on us and enslaved us. And the reason why that was able to happen is because we fell into their world. And what do I mean by that? When we fell into their world, we started doing what they were doing. We didn't conduct ourselves as aliens. And what I mean by that is people who were not the same as them. We started acting like them. We dropped to their level. You look at the black man and black woman now. You ain't, like I said, y'all act like, y'all just like the humans. You understand? You just like the humans. No more logic anymore. You don't win against the logic. You don't win against the intelligence. You don't win against the future thought. You don't win against the forward, higher thought that we're supposed to be on. You don't drop from the mental state to the submental state with the humans. You done drop from the evolutionary line into the revolutionary circle. You're doing what they're doing. Like I said, I was walking the street today, and I said, this is exactly why our people will never rise, because you think you're one of them. You don't know who you are. You think you're human. That's why you black men, like I said, you can't deny it, you black women, y'all tattooing yourselves up. You walking around straightening and perming your hair out. You blonde in your hair. You trying to look like the humans. You want to be them. You don't know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then that means that power can't kick in. It won't connect with you. You have to first acknowledge who you are. Because how can any higher intelligence come to you and connect to you to raise you if you think you are not connected to it? If you don't think you are of that, or if you think you are human and you think you're one of them, then how could you think that you, how could you receive higher knowledge? The human race ain't receiving no higher knowledge. Everything you seeing that the humans are doing, they're going right back in a circle. They was doing all this stuff thousands of years ago. Homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, everything you see, they're doing again. Because the humans move in a rotation. We made them to move in a rotation. Y'all was supposed to be moving in a goddamn straight line. You understand that? You're supposed to be ahead of the damn Egyptians. Y'all started talking about this Egyptian thing and Africa and all this other stuff. We done blew past all that, man. Y'all supposed to be beyond that. You understand? You're supposed to be beyond that. You're not supposed to be wearing those same symbols. That was things that that was stuff they was doing thousands of years ago. We're supposed to be beyond that. You're supposed to be ahead of the humans. You understand? But what's going to get our people back on track? They have to come out of the circle. You have to stop doing the things and acting the way the humans do. You have to stop doing what they do. Stop tattooing yourselves up. Stop doing drugs. Stop walking around listening to stupid hip-hop and things like that, because that hip-hop that they're putting out today, that comes from them. They control that. They have your brain frequency low. That was the whole point of doing this. They put millions and millions and millions. They pay niggas off. They get niggas to sell out just to drop that mental frequency, just to put you in a sub-mental state. You understand? They tell you that they don't. They make sure that, like I said, they keep you in under in, on that submental state with them. They don't want you thinking for yourself. They don't want you starting to figure things out, because that's a problem. Because now you're coming out of the circle. Now you're starting to move where you belong on that evolutionary line. But to a lot of y'all don't see this yet. Y'all don't see this yet. Y'all holding up the goddamn progress. The majority, that's why I said about the black race, the majority of you niggas are holding up progress, man, because you still want to be human. You still want to be like like mankind. You still talking about, oh, I'm God. I'm a black Asiatic God and all this other nigga. You laying down with the beasts. Or you doing what they do. You smoking cigarettes. You smoking weed. You putting tattoos all over yourself. You acting just like them. All that stuff you niggas do in this society, you got that from them. So don't give me this bull about how, black man, I know I'm God. You right, God. I'm God. I'm good. Nigga, you like them. You just like them. You ain't no different. You ain't change. You ain't trying to evolve, nigga. You want to be just like them. You want to stay in that circle with them because you think you one of them, and you'll lay with one of them in a heartbeat. You'll lay with them in a heartbeat. A lot of you black women, now that's the thing. You don't see, ain't no different with you. We all one. We all human. You'll lay with them, goddammit, too. You'll lay right with the beast. Every time you almond beings lay with the beast, that's bestiality. When you lay with a human, that's bestiality. Why? Because they have the animal genetic. They have fur. That's not hair on their head. That's fur. You go and look at a horse's tail. You go look at the fur on a dog. You go look at the human hair or the so-called human hair. That's fur. It's the same thing. You understand that? We wasn't able to produce a solar plex in them because they came out of water. We couldn't produce a solar plex in them, or else their hair wouldn't look like that. That's all artificial from the animal genetic. And they told you niggas already, and you niggas still ain't sinking in. But the intellectual Nubian Menkaure is going to tell you tonight, goddammit, you are the almond beings. You are the almond race. You are the almond race. Don't come up and say and claim that, and then you turn around, you acting like them. You still tattooing yourself up. You niggas still smoking cigarettes. You still smoking weed. You black women still acting like whores, like them. Because, you know, y'all, you black women, like y'all got that Sex in the City mentality. You understand? You like that. You idolize the humans. Platinum blonde hair. You idolize their image. They artificial image. Then you wonder why you can't have real change. Because you want things to change through them. Because you think they become your gods. Your creation has become your creator in your mind. Your creation has become your creator. He has become your God. You don't want to seek back. You gave it to him. You believe that he is your God. You understand? You don't acknowledge who you are. It took reality. Reality is standing up in this day and time. And it's going to get realer when he abandons you again. He's going to abandon our people. And it needs to happen. He needs to abandon our people. When he's talking, like I said, about the X-Men, about being a genetic mutant and having all them animal things and jumping all over and acting like animals, that's because he's telling you right there that he has an animal genetic in him. He's telling you that. He's not natural. There's nothing natural about the humans. Nothing natural about the beast. But you, y'all, and you niggas will say that, but you'll still lay with them. You'll have seeds with them. You want to act like them. You want to be like them. You got their same morals. You talk like them. Your moral compass is just like theirs, which is nothing now. That's why you black men, y'all won't think nothing about killing each other. Because that's their trait. That's the human trait. Because that's the animal trait in the humans. You understand? It's mindless. Well, the animals, at least they kill for food. See, but when you cross the human genetic with the, when you cross the animal genetic with the almond genetic and you got the artificial human race, that was, everything was thrown off. If you notice, with the humans, their genetics are messed up. You notice with the humans, I could have put some of them pictures up there where they show humans with hind legs like dogs and stuff like that. Yeah, fur all over their goddamn face. And you stupid niggas still think y'all part of that? Your genetics were perfected. Your genetics were perfect. You didn't have any of these things in your genetics. You didn't even wonder why. Look at the East Indians, and you look over there, go on Google, and Google a goddamn East Indian. You'll see all kind of genetic defects, same as the white man and all these rest of the Asians. They got all these genetic defects. Why is that? And you don't have that. Why is that? Because you're not what they are. They were an artificial experiment. And when we were splicing and breeding them and breeding them with the animals and single-celled amoeba and the animals that were coming out of the water, we made mistakes. There was mistakes that was made. Genetics, certain genetics and certain DNA was left inside them. Why don't they ever tell you about why these defects happen, these animal defects happen? Why don't they ever give you any explanation about that? But in the way they are, they telling you they come from animals. That's why you see, you got, go on and you see little girls, white girls and East Indian girls with damn hind legs, extra fingers, fur on their face. They got a disease called hirtism. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Hirtism. Fur all over their goddamn face. That's animal. You understand? Fleas. But you don't have any of these defects until you mix your seed. That's the reason why they want to mix their seed with you, to clean up their genetic. Your genetics were perfected. You black women were built perfectly. You black men were built perfectly. When until you started mixing your seed that you threw off your genetics. When until you start trying to be like them that you threw off your mental frequency. You destroyed it. You destroyed it, and you still act like them. No matter how much I put this message out there and I tell my people the truth, you still ain't letting it sink in your head. We're going to have to do this a few goddamn times. That's what we're trying to advocate in the state of mentality, that we have to breed that almond genetic in the minds of all people right now. Now! You understand that? We have to sever our connection with the human race. We are not them. And I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, a lot of you niggas, you educated niggas, who believe that you part of that, that you want in. Let them niggas be with them. Let them stay with the humans. Let them stay with the human. That's their place. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is why I told our people to stop calling yourself Africans and Moors and all this other stuff. You're not that. Because when you call yourself that, when you claim a land here, what you're actually doing is you're claiming human part in the human race. You're claiming human connection when you claim that you are an African or more of these things. You're claiming human connection. You are falling into that circle. And what's the circle that you're falling into? This planetary way of thinking. You understand? You're falling into this idea or this BS idea that you actually own land here, that you can actually own land. Animals inhabit land. You understand? You move about freely. You've always walked about, set up, and moved all about and things like that. That's why I said stop connecting, because that's the white man's idea, calling you an African and being from a continent. That's the white man's idea. And a lot of these niggas, they try to make that act like that came from you, that idea of you being an African came from you. That's a human concept. Being related to a landmass, sectioned off, that is a human concept. God damn it, the whole planet belonged to you. So what the hell are you calling yourself an African for? Why are you sectioning yourself off and linking yourself into this human concept? Are you human? If you're not human, then what the hell are you linking yourself into human concepts for? You don't think the way they do. You don't act the way they do. You don't move the way they do. Nothing. There's nothing the same with you about them other than the fact that they got penises and vaginas, which are very small in relation to yours, because they were meant to mate with themselves, not with you. You understand that? They're not meant to lay with you. That's why a lot of these white women, some of them, they be lusting after the black man, but then they see the size of the black man, and I ain't taking that. You understand? Or you white women, black women, when you get naked with a white man, you go, But some of you have been swallowing this idea of them in motion pictures and stuff like that, so you get off on that. About how you think they are, because your idea of finding them attractive came from pictures. You understand? Or they forced themselves on you, and y'all fall for that. This whole thing about, you know, I know it's, like I said, it's hard for a lot of our people to accept that I said that you are descendants of the God race, those beings that talked about in the Bible that created man on earth and all of this. Y'all know it's hard for you to accept. But go back and read your Bibles, because sometimes I got to take y'all back into the Bible, because a lot of our people are still stuck there. That description of God is talking about people, men. That's talking about men, angels and things like that. That's talking about people. Go back into the Egyptian thing, because sometimes you got to go back a little bit. Those gods up there are men and women. They're not no spooks and no spirits. Those are people, and those people are futuristic people, advanced people. That's all that is. They're just advanced. You understand? They're an advanced race of people. The Amun beings are an advanced race of people who the religious people call gods, because they were so advanced. Whenever a person who is advanced in their way of thinking on a higher level mentally comes into a present state, a person who comes with future knowledge, he resonates to these people who are caught in religion as a god. That's why they call them that. That's a religious terminology. That don't really mean nothing. You understand? It's just a religious terminology, just like the devil, good and evil, God, devil. It's just a religious terminology. Those supreme people are people who carry supreme intelligence, who were advanced. You understand? They were another species. You come from those people. But a lot of y'all don't want to accept that, because the white man didn't tell you, or it, you know, keep thinking about why is it that he treats you like an outcast. Keep thinking it's race, and I just proved to you tonight it ain't got nothing to do with color. Got nothing to do with it. Why he hates your hair and got you to hate your hair, your woolly texture, because it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're not the same as the humans. Your hair. You don't have fur like the humans. You understand that? When the white man went to go get a perm and get his hair like that in the 70s, what he had to do? He had to put chemicals in it, and it still didn't look like ours, but he had to put heat to that. Heat makes things rise. You have a solar plex, which makes your head rise. You come from sun and light, fire. That's why the Egyptians kept saying the Egyptians were sun worshippers. No, they just knew where they came from. They knew they didn't come from the water. Water was created here on earth. You understand? Water was sent here. The element of fire and air came gases came here to create water on earth to breed human life. You understand? To actually breed animal life, and then the human genetic was later. The human, the idea for the humans came later. But it was still part of the plan. It was part of our plan to breed the human race. You look at, go back and look at your Dravidians and your East Indians. Those are your first black people, not us. We're not Negroes and we're not black people. We are almond beings of the bright race, the solar beings. So when I told our people we bright people, not black, they's like, oh, what you trying to say, we light-skinned? There you go with that color thing. It's stupid nonsense. I'm talking about solar beings. You understand? We are almond beings, not human. We have, we're supposed to have an event. All this language on the planet came from us. It is actually fragmented bits of our language. The so-called English is fragmented bits of our true language, which is a Mentalian language, a mental language, which is where you get your whole telepathy thing from and passing messages, because all the messages here on the planet are being weighed down by television frequency, radio frequency. Their television and radio frequency rise on our light frequency. You understand? That's how they pass. When they call it a radio, aka it moves on the radiation, on radio waves, moves on, which is nothing but radiation waves, which come from the sun. All their frequency moves on our frequency. All their messages, all their television, radio, all that carries by way of our light frequency. You understand? Which is actually supposed to be coming into the earth to send us messages. That's why if you notice when there was no TV and none of this stuff here, when we were, with none of this distraction here, we were receiving higher intelligence. We were building the pyramids and doing things, and we were building societies and all this stuff that they still can't figure out today, yet they're supposed to be so intelligent, more intelligent than us. Why can't they figure out how to do that? You understand? It's a farce. And I'm going to prove that in the education broadcast, Wednesday. I'm going to prove that, this lie, that they're more intelligent than us. But right now, we're dealing with this whole thing of this human genetic. It's an artificial genetic. We were playing around as those almond beings, those advanced people, who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about. He talked about scientists, right? He talked about scientists. And that whole idea of the scientists, we knew about scientists going back, or experimental beings, beings who experimented with genetics and cloning and things like that. We was the first ones to do that. But like I said, our people can't accept that because you're looking at the condition of our people right now. You're caught in now. You're caught in the present. You're not caught in the present future or going into the, you're not thinking about in the future, or you're not even really, you look at back and that's still not real to you. You look at the things we did in the past. So think about what we're supposed to be in an evolutionary line on the future. You understand that? Think about where we're supposed to be going. Or where we were supposed to be going before it was thrown off. Being that we have a whole different genetic, you understand? That doesn't carry an animal genetic. That makes us different. The difference between us and the humans is we don't carry, the almond beings don't carry an animal genetic. You understand? Which does not link us to this planet, which means it's not linked. We're not linked to water here. We're not linked to the single-celled amoeba here. That's a lie. They have not been able to prove that. They don't know where you come from. They don't know how old you are because your origin is not here on Earth. They know that. This place is weighed down by a gravitational pull, yet your hair moves on a levitational lift. You understand? So obviously you don't come from here. You understand? It makes sense for the humans to come from here, being that this planet is what's it about 85-95% water? So I forget what the percentages of the water here, but the majority of this planet is water. So it would make sense that this is a planet for water beings. Your humans are water beings. That's why your white men love being in the water. They don't wash themselves, but they love to be in the water. They love to be deep sea dying because they come from the water. You understand? We not water people like that. We like to be in the sun on the damn beach somewhere. You understand? Because we are light people. We are solar people. They are water people. We bred them. We bred them. And once we understand, it's not getting ultra standing. When I say ultra standing, I'm talking about that ultraviolet light complete light. If you know my language and what I'm speaking, that ultra standing. Once we get that, then that's the key to our freedom, the real key. But a lot of our people don't acknowledge that. They think that, oh, you know, they think, you know, Barack Obama, you know, that's some nonsense. You understand? They still caught in that circle. When you wake up and come out of the circle, then you're going to start to become freer. Our people, as our people come together, you understand? Because, like I said, the human genetic is coming to an end. It's gradually coming to an end. You understand? It's in that stage of coming to an end right now. It was only meant to live for a certain amount of time here. I'm not saying all of the humans are going to go, but a majority of them are going to go off the planet. Just like the dinosaurs and the reptilians went off the planet, but you still had remnants of them left here, which is your alligators, your lizards, your crocodile, things like that. You still have reptilians left here, but you just have a smaller version here now. Same thing you'll have with the humans. You'll have a smaller number of them here, not like it was before. That's why, if you notice, it's right in tune with what the white man is doing with population control. You're not just going to get rid of the majority, 90% of the people off the planet. You understand? He's going to get rid of about 90% of the people. That's all being dictated to him through that mentalic message, to get rid of 90% of the people. You understand? By any means necessary, they're going to get rid of 90% of the people, the same way they got rid of the dinosaurs. They just threw media shower. They just created a media shower and threw all this stuff to the planet. Everything you see that goes on this planet was manipulated. The media showers, the dinosaurs, human life was created or manipulated by advanced people, i.e. your almond beings, of which you so-called black people are descendants of. You come from them. You are the descendants of those 200 fallen angels or those fallen messengers that fell into the planet and fell on this submental level. And now you start thinking like these people. But yet you still don't fit in. Y'all don't get it yet. You think, like I said, racism is not about race and color. It's about speciesism. You should call it speciesism. That's really what it's about. It's about speciesism. You're not the same species. You understand? That's what that's about. Just proved it to you. You never, like I said, everybody come. Notice how these people come here. The Arabs come here. They get the East Indians come here. They get 7-Eleven franchises. They making a lot of money, become millionaires, things like that. They get the 7-Eleven franchise. The damn the white man, they got money. They prospering. At least they doing better. All the way down to a lot of the Mexicans and stuff like that. And the Spanish, a lot of them get stores in your neighborhood. All these people prosper down the line, but when it comes to you, it's a problem. Why? The East Indians, they got what they got. The Arabs in the East Indies got the 7-Eleven franchises and stuff like that. But wait a minute, they people of color. Why are the white man racist against them? They might call them camel jockeys and sand niggas, but he ain't really racist against them, because if that was so, why he let them come here? Why he let them get businesses and help them set up? They don't come here with a lot of money. They don't. But you've been here 400 years and you fought for this country and you don't get nothing. Some BS welfare. Some of y'all get that, but then the majority of y'all ain't even on welfare. The majority is a white man that's on welfare. You understand? Why is it that everybody doesn't like you? Y'all still ain't ready to accept what I'm telling you. It's that it's a species thing. You're not human. You are the alien on the planet. You are the person from someplace else. And like I said, because they have that animal genetic in them, what do animals do when you come into their territory or you come amongst them? They don't like you. They will, if they don't recognize that you have the same animal genetic as them or that you're not the same as them, they will attack you or they will tend to shun you. Saying that's why the humans are like that with you, yet they not like that with each other. You walk in a white neighborhood, you walk in a white neighborhood, you could just be in there and walking. They come out, nigga, what you doing over here? But they walk in your neighborhood, you don't say nothing to them. That's the animal in them. That's that animal genetic kicking up in them. You understand? The animal don't recognize that you're not the same. The animal doesn't recognize that you're the same as they are. So what do? They get on edge. They think you're trying to do something. You could just be walking through. They ready to attack you. That's the animal genetic in them. You don't carry that. You don't carry backward genes. Their genes are always subject to go backwards. Why? Because they have a sliding scale of genes. They have your genetics in them, which is the higher genetic, and they have their genetic in them, which is the animal genetic in them. So they can go backwards and forwards at any time. You understand? They can go backwards and forward and do animalistic behavior, or they can act benevolent like you. But they do that because they carry both of those genetics in you. And if those genetics, the genetics are not fitting in right, like I said, it's subject to make you go crazy. Because like I said, they were an experiment, and they continue to find ways to further their genetic. Because they know they were an experiment. They know it. They tell you. They don't even hide it. And like I said, I don't get the mentality of these niggas who sit up here and go, oh, well, that ain't real. Man don't come from no monkey. He was created by, and like the Israelites, they kill me with this. Well, you know, Esau came out and he was the brother. He had a black brother and a white brother. And he came, well, nigga, what? Nigga, what? That don't make no sense. They both had a black mother and one came out white and the other one came out black. And that's where the black and white man came. Well, nigga, what? Or they starting to talk about the Canaan thing and leprosy and stuff like that, and you know, and yeah, the original Canaanites were your East Indians. They got leprosy, your East Indians, not your so-called Negroes. Your East Indians got leprosy. You understand? But then they tell you, then the Israelites, they still doing what they was doing in the back in the day, mixing their seed with the humans. They still ain't get it yet. Because I see a lot of the Israelites today, they still want to mix in with the humans. They've even accepted a bunch of humans in their so-called Israelite tribes, when they was only supposed to be dealing with the black genetic, or the so-called black genetic. They weren't supposed to be mixing their seed with the rest of the humans. They were, i.e., the East Indian, the white man, and the Asian. We weren't supposed to be mixing with them. Sometimes y'all get that right. You understand? But once you do that, you're breaking Armenic law. I'm going to say it again. You're breaking Armenic law. And that Armenic law, number one, which a book is going to come out on that, that's future law. Armenic law is that you are not, or God law, is that you're not supposed to mix with the humans. You're not supposed to mix your seed with the humans. You're not supposed to lower your mentality to the humans. And you had people like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Dr. Malachi Z. York and them that was trying to raise the vibration of our people mentally. The first two that came tried to raise the vibration of our people mentally so that you were not doing the way of the humans. That's why they put out books, and he put out books that showed you mankind, their disease and stuff, how, and all this, and the animals and stuff like that. They showed you the animal genetic to show you that you're not supposed to mix your seed with these people, but you niggas didn't listen. A lot of y'all still ain't listen. A lot of y'all still want to put up, certain people want to put up pictures of white men and worship them as your God. You understand that? That's what you call being caught in the present and in the past, not linked into the future. Because if you linked into the future, you would see that you'd see the time where these people are no more. You will see the time where, if you're linked in the future, that these people are artificial people and that they, at a time and a point, will no longer exist. You understand that? That they're trying to link themselves into you. You're going to see them for what they are once you look into the future. Once you let your mind look into the future and see the bigger picture. Majority of our people don't see the bigger picture. That's why y'all still got the same mentality. That's why you niggas still want to follow his ways. Look at our people that even got worse. You niggas riding skateboards, tight ass pants, and tattoos all over yourself. That's what you want to be. You understand? Your whole life is BS. The majority of our people, their whole life is BS. Because you following the humans, you following the white man, you following their way, their artificial culture now. Or this Pan-African culture, or whatever culture instead of the intelligence culture. The ones who are in tune, you're supposed to be following an intelligence culture. The intelligence culture is those beings who are in tune. The Amun beings, the God race. The ones who carry that different genetic. The ones that carry the future genetic. The ones who carry the solar genetic. You're supposed to carry, you carry a solar genetic, and you just find me the fact that you have a goddamn solar plex. You carry a solar genetic. I said that the blood plasma that you have has been linked to solar plasma. Same thing. Look it up. The plasma. They said Dr. Charles Drew was the first one to discover the blood plasma, and they say he saved a lot of American soldiers and whatnot, but then they let him die. Yeah? So that plasma. They linked it to the sun. I forgot how they did it, but it linked it to the solar plasma. Same plasma you got in your blood. Why? Because, again, we go back. You got the solar plex. It's, the solar plex is not some mythological thing. You really have a solar plex. That's why your hair grows up in the air. You understand? You got heat being produced in your body through the solar plex. You understand that? It gives rise to you black men, you understand, who have better erections than any man on the planet. You black women who are shaped a certain way you shaped. You understand? All that gives rise to that. It gives rise to the reason why your skin is not cracking if you haven't mixed your seed. Where you start to, when you're not aging, you understand? You mature, you don't age. The humans age. Because they're artificial. You'll sit up here and you'll look like you'll be 40, 50 years old, look like you in your 30s or something. If you take care of yourself, you're not on drugs and whatnot, you ain't mix your seed. You look like you're 30 or 40, you'll be 40, 50 years old, looking like you in your 20s or 30s. I look at myself. I'm 41 years old. People tell me all the time I look like I'm in my late 20s. I ain't abused myself. But you see somebody my age of the human race, you could tell they look like they age or older. And they probably didn't even do nothing to themselves. Because they're sitting under a planet that's governed by a solar system, and it ages people who are not in tune with it. The sun brings a maturity in the forward evolution of a people who are connected to it. You understand? It becomes finer in you if you're connected to it. But if you're not, it will kill you because it doesn't recognize you. If the solar light doesn't recognize you, and it doesn't recognize the humans, that's why it kills the humans. The light has frequency. It has memory. If the light does not recognize you, it will kill you. If it does not recognize your genetics, if it does not recognize the solar plex that sits in your central chest, if it doesn't recognize or connect with that light, it will kill you. You say certain people, when our people get that, when the summer comes, we get that reddish, pretty reddish tan to us and whatnot, and it's like we glowing. You understand? We get that dark, reddish, hue-ish, brownish tan to us. It's like we glowing. Then you see other people look burnt. You understand? Those are the people who are not connected to it. They're not connected to that solar energy, that solar intelligence. They're not from that solar genetic. Your humans are not. Some of them, like I said, the East Indians, they were better because they were closer to our genetic because we mixed them. They were the first ones out of the experiment. The Dravidians and all of them were the first ones out of the experiment, the black ones with the straight hair, the animal hair, the fur. They were the first ones out of the experiment, so they can take it a little better. But when you get far away, when they start talking about the genetic mutations of the rest of the humans, i.e. your Asian and your white, they can't really take that. You understand? They can't take it. You understand? That's when you start talking about the melanin factor kicking in and them losing melanin and things like that. That's when that kicks in. That's when that theory is right, where the melanin goes out of their skin. We are carbon-based people. That is a natural coloring or complexion. You understand that? Like coal and things like that. That's a natural complexion. It really doesn't even have anything to do. It just more or less cemented the color or the complexion that we have already in us. It cemented it as natural because the coal or the carbon and these other elements are brought about or brought out by way of the sunlight. They're produced by sunlight. So that means they're natural, just like gold is natural. All these things develop natural in the planet. All of these elements and material and things like that, minerals and things like that develop naturally due to the sunlight. All right? Grows out of the planet. So, questions, comments. Questions, comments. Questions and comments. We had good people, a lot of good number of people listening tonight. We're gonna bring this Supermen Superwomen project together here in New York City on Sunday the 24th. Request that we come go to the Supermen Superwomen project page on Facebook and hit us up if you want this project to come to your city. See, we have to learn this almond knowledge. We have to understand, we have to teach our children that we are different. We have to come together as a collective in this new knowledge of mentalink. This, because this is the only thing that's going to save our people. Because the majority of our people are continuing in this, and they're mentally dead. They're continuing in this mindset that they are human, that they are part of the human race, yet the human race doesn't want you. And there's a reason. Stop trying to force yourself. You're not part of them. We have to breed this in the next generation of who they are. You understand? This truth has to get out. That's why we were doing this. One of the reasons we're pushing the Supermen, Superwomen project, the super mental beings and the super mental projection, because we have to further that light of intelligence within ourselves. We have to make that connection now. You shouldn't be sitting up here and, oh, brother, that was heavy, that was deep, then go back to doing what you're doing. I hate, you know, that's sad with our people. If you acknowledge what I'm saying is the truth, I'm not here to entertain you. And like I said, a lot of you, y'all don't fathom anything to be real until the white man say it, or this is not your real life, because you don't, this is your real life. That everything you're doing right now is not real. That's artificial. Running from job to job, trying to make it, trying to pay bills, that's not real. That's just people putting things in your way to distract you and create obstacles so that you're not thinking clearly. You understand? They put you in a state of crisis and chaos in your life with these bills and jobs and things like that. I'm not saying we're not supposed to make money and take care of our families in this society. Granted, but this is not supposed to be the focus. You understand? Who we are. Once we understand or have an ultra standing, gain that ultra standing of who we are, then you will start to see change in our people. Our people always want change, but they don't want to change themselves. They're unwilling to change themselves, change their way of thinking, advance their way of thinking. They're unwilling to do that. They're unwilling to stop doing the ways, because when you sitting up here and you're going against your own evolution, you know what that really is? When you're not accepting this message, that means you're saying no to this message and living this life and becoming one with this collective of this bright race that is evolving. You're saying no to that, but you're still holding on. What else you're holding on to is the human genetic and this human idea that things are going to change. You're still vibrating on that low submental frequency, because everything that's being dealt with in this society is either based on past or present. Nothing's based on the future here, especially not for you. Go in there and type in future black man and type in Google, you ain't going to see nothing. But if you type in future man, because when they say future man, they show you the white man. They got all these different looks of the white man, how his projection of how he's going to look in the future. But you type that in for you, you ain't going to get nothing. That's showing you they don't plan on you being here. Join us Wednesday. I believe we're doing the intelligence show, the big lie that black people are not part of, are not intelligent, the big lie. I'm going to go into proving that. Thank God, prove myself and prove my point tonight. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This has been State of Mintel Radio. Join us if you are in the New York City area or around in New York, or surrounding New York City areas, or if you wish to travel to the Supermen Superwomen Project on June 24th, Sunday. Give us a call at 347-465-3602. Check us out, thesom.info, to find out who the mentalists are. We are the mentalists, the intellectual race. Check out who the mentalists are. Again, check us out Wednesday night. We're going to be doing the broadcast, the big lie about the intelligence of black people, that we're not intelligent. Good night.